The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
little bit late because I was on the phone doing some business. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
Hello, Bubba.
Hi.
Hi, Bubba.
Anna, being on the Defiant, you don't really take Lummy serious side of things. Has Lummy had a meeting with the cleaners, or do you think he's just going to be a pussy about it?
No, I think, here's the thing.
We just had a meeting.
No, I know. We did just have a meeting, but what I'm saying is I'm not really scared of Lummy, but I honestly don't like seeing him get in trouble for anything that I caused.
Right.
So I will make sure that nothing like that happens.
You're right.
Again.
Clems are never late unless there's an extenuate. I was here. I was ready to go. I just had been given a
You're all animated too.
Yeah. I was talking to Caesar from Rubber City because Tyler's car's down there right now.
Oh, okay.
Getting four new tires and an oil change, and Caesar called me because they were having some issues with the Ford cheap decorative lug nuts. How they put like a lug nut, then wrap it in like a
They're 17 millimeters, but if that piece comes off, they turn into 15.
Right, and so they jammed up one of their guns, and Caesar's like, hey, I don't. You all right?
Yeah, I turned it off.
You good, hon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it a sneeze or a
sneeze?
Sneeze.
Droplets.
Droplets.
I'm gonna wipe down this whole place.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
So Blitz, Caesar was like, listen, I texted you, but I've already figured it out. I just ordered some new from Napa. Just got some new lug nuts.
David Hernandez, $30 cash.
Oh, look at that.
In my truck, I actually keep a spare because of that same reason.
Exactly. So they're putting four new tires on Tyler's car and doing an oil change, and he wanted to just let me know they ran into a small little lug nut issue. I'm like, all right. So I was talking to Caesar, my buddy from back in the day, and he owns Rubber City. It's just a little mom-and-pop tire store in South St. Pete. But he's been open 25 years. Like, it's like, you know, they work on your car and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And people that don't take their cars to dealerships go to this guy. And that's, man, you can make a hell of a living slinging.
Yeah, they work on your car and shit.
Yeah. But he told me, Blitz, he usually has six guys working on your car and shit. Because they have a big tire shop, too.
Yeah.
And between oil changes and timing belts and fucking all the shit that goes wrong with your car, he usually needs two guys just doing the straight tire deal and then four guys working on the deal. Well, he can't find anybody to work. So, you know, Eric, his son, Eric Grahalis.
Yeah.
And his older son, Anthony, both four-year college degrees, are working at the tire shop because he can't find anybody to work. And when does...
Those places usually pay okay too.
When does I think honest to God, Blitz, he pays $25 an hour.
Unemployment doesn't pay anywhere near that.
But I think it's working with fucking dirty ass tires all day.
So what?
And changing oil. Blitz, I'm thinking about going down there and getting a fucking part time job.
Yeah, I know.
I can work on cars. I fucking can work the fuck on some fucking cars.
Didn't you say he was going to open a second location?
No, I asked him about that. He said, nah.
Oh, okay.
He said, I better keep this one fucking open because I can't get no fucking help. So, Lummy, what kind of meeting did you have? Did you tape it?
Yes, red taped it. Pomegranian.
He's the one that is. Anna.
Anna
heeds to your authority
no,
when needed.
No, she doesn't. No.
Remember, yes, I do.
She had to make that disclaimer because last week, and Blitz, even though Blitz is up her ass, will detest or retest or attest to the
double retest.
With that new crypto, Blitz is backing off on the ass factor.
True. That's why he attested to what she did not take out any of the trash after Kevin's Law last week.
I did not after. I did before, and that was my mistake. I should have just waited till after the show and taken everything out together. I apologize, and it will not happen again. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
And just like the Pomeranian.
What's his fucking deal?
Pomeranian just had a brain fart. Might have been from Corona. I pretty much
I'll tell you this. And Blitz maybe might agree with me that bathroom wasn't 1 week filthy.
No, the sink was like multiple weeks.
Yes, yeah, I agree with that.
That bathroom, I know this place gets a little dusty because the fucking front door and leaves pulling. But I'm just saying that vanity was at least 2, possibly 4 weeks of not fucking touching.
There's no question.
And what did I say about the leaves, Anna?
Make sure they're vacuumed in the front area.
Yeah, we're getting ready to do a big studio rejuve. Me and Blitz have got some
like
fucking
a badge rejuve for the station.
Like completely throw a bunch of shit away.
Ooh.
I'm going to first start on getting the back merchandise trailer completely straight up. Everything I need out of there, all the shit I need out of there, and then everything put back efficiently in there, including a bunch of stuff I don't need thrown out, and then stuff inside of this studio, inside of this building that we need, but we don't necessarily need in this fucking building. We can put nicely back there.
I have a question for you, Bubba.
Yeah.
Do you have any room on the second story of your art shed for those canvases? Because there's a ton of them in the pantry. I was just moving them around.
No, but okay. I can probably make some room. I need to get those out of there.
Yeah.
And I will get them out of there.
No problem.
And because I can, yes, I do have room. I do have room in my art shed for
those. Okay. All right.
I'd like to get them out of there because that's taking a lot of your room for all your fucking packages. Well, and now, I know that'll allow you to get the packages in your area.
Yeah, and Lummy's getting a lot of them.
Thank you, Bob Army.
And I'd like for you and one of the areas I want to really, really concentrate is engineering and the rack room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be able to relatively, by the fall, I want to be able to give a tour of the studio and it just be absolutely immaculate.
Well, I know that I haven't even really told you, but I'm redoing the island that they're on in the studio right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get new computers and new cameras and the way they mount so, like, you can actually walk behind there and not trip and die.
Yeah.
It'll look way better.
I know we redid the kids' table. And by the way, I think that you have made Jay's mic a lot better. I tweaked it
a little bit.
I can almost deal with it now. I don't mind the quality of it being different than the studio because it differentiates that people can say, okay, that guy's in a different area.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. It's just the volumes were so low. But now I don't know what you've done, Blitz, but I don't have a problem with maybe ordering another one of those and completing that task.
I think it's the placement of the mic on the face is real important.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Do they need to like eat it?
Yep.
They need to have it right.
Because they're for sports broadcasting.
Right.
So you like they're for crowd noise. They get rid of crowd noise. So you really got to have it right in your mouth.
You got to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you want to go ahead and order another one of those, that way we have two.
Okay.
And that is complete. But Blitz, much like what we did up there, a little remodel. Do you think we need to remodel the co-host area?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
No, but
not a major overhaul. No.
I mean, do I need to get Big Red and the Get Fresh Gang?
Actually, what we could do is if we could find someone that can resurface countertops, just like buff them out and make them nice, we do need that. Because they're all scratched up and everything.
I got to think we could do that.
Okay.
I got to.
Get Fresh Crew.
I have a Get Fresh Crew.
Okay.
You know, the Nash Brothers, Hootie, Handful of Pills, Big Pred.
Oh, you know Iggy knows how to do it.
Iggy.
And Big Red.
Iggy will bring in 80 grit sandpaper and it'll look like horrible.
Iggy's going to probably end up having heat with you for thinking that, like, that's right the fuck down his power alley.
Iggy just said, I'll buff your shit.
Yeah, like Iggy, like that's what Iggy does.
Bring in 80 grit, not know what he's doing. There'll be swirl marks and everything.
Hold on. The swirl marks that he put in with his 80 grit would be better than the fucking gouge marks that are in there now. We need that in the bar redid. Yes. Now, let's talk about the bar.
You got to keep the bar. That's badass.
Look at Lummy.
Even though, like, little I think glass we either, looks I like think we're in a pool, an like 80s pool.
I think we either get...
Let's get out of here, fucking Anna.
Sorry.
Bitch.
Hold on, you fucking see?
No, I just...
You're saying the... No, when I call a woman a C and you know she's not a cricket, there's only one other thing she can be.
Yeah.
You think the opaque glass makes it look 80s?
I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't think it looks bad. I just think it looks like dated. You're mad. You're either mad or picking a wedgie.
No, hold on.
She's not entirely wrong, but redo it, we
not only am I not mad, there's a lot of truth in what you're saying.
Yeah.
But that being said, it would be just an absolute fucking financial nightmare.
Sure.
Right. Not worth it.
To have to cut it out.
Were you Dave Coulier?
I was just thinking that. Cut it out.
Bubba, it's making a comeback, by the way.
By the way, I don't know.
Cut it out.
Did you ever watch Full House, Bubba?
No.
You don't know who Dave Coulier is?
Yeah, I know who Dave Coulier is.
He didn't fucking cut it out.
Cut it out.
That was his deal.
Yeah,
cut
remember?
It out.
I got it,
Olsen twins.
Motherfuckers. I do see that the bar is very cluttered.
Yeah.
It's very again, Lummy, it's very cluttered. I got a fucking pinata that I don't need.
A what?
A pinata that I don't need. I
got a pinata.
In the perfect world, Lummy, that bar needs to look like a fucking bar, not where.
A storage warehouse.
You know what it looks like? You know what our bar looks like? Our bar looks like we're tourists, and when you first get into the hotel room, how you just put your fucking.
Well, it's got the championship belt on it.
Well, you know what? The championship belt probably needs to be over here.
Okay, I'll move it.
Not now.
And not covered up.
Exposed.
That was the Diacos.
I know.
I'm just saying.
They're trying to protect it.
Let's just try to get it. Let's try to get this studio and you know, I got
tip top order.
Declutter all this shit over here.
I try to clean it for you every Tuesday, and you always
shit just gathers here.
I wonder how it got there.
First of all, fucking
bitch. Is that what you want to call me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shoe fits.
A lot of it's my shit, but I'm just saying.
I'll never leave it like worse than I found it, that's for sure, because I'll get fucking chewed out.
But Blitz, what I'm saying is, that's as much as we made, you know, like we made the kids' table area a raised up area, do you think we should do a raised up area for the co-host, or will that
I mean, the whole fucking studio just be raised at that point?
No, I don't think you can. The bar then, it will set
big field of 5,000 bits!
Oh, thank God!
Don't raise the co-host! Let's keep us below you.
He didn't say any of that, by the way.
By the way, I love the big Phil, though, and I texted his wife Happy Mother's Day on Sunday.
Aww.
That's nice.
I did. Thank you very much.
He should get a horn, so the on a piece.
Oh, absolutely.
No, I think
I'm not getting fed.
I think you still should be God.
Blitz, I don't know if you want this on the air or not, but. But I'm just going to make one particular statement, and that is I think Pookie's right behind Colt.
Pookie is
having some big issues. She went to the vet yesterday, and she's just not with it. She's just doesn't want to eat.
That's usually the kind of first sign of the end.
And she's a hog. You don't understand that bitch.
She's little, but she can eat kind of like me.
That bitch just wants to eat nonstop. That's her life.
She's blind.
That's
and
what
deaf,
she.
Just
yeah.
Like Anna.
Pookie's mission now that she's on this she started this anti-Caesar shit, this phenobarbital.
What?
This phenobarbital.
Oh, right.
Wow. I think you got that right.
And she's been on it for about 2 years, and it makes her just absolutely fucking famished at all times. So
she's always stoned. Just needs
there's,
to eat.
There's never a moment that she doesn't want to eat. And starting 2 days ago, she won't eat.
Not anything.
Nothing. And so in order for me to give her phenobarbital, I have to put it in a piece of cheese and fucking shove it down her throat and then massage her throat in order for her to get, because you want that bitch, you'll do Blitz. She'll fucking wait till I do, and she'll spit it out. Mm-hmm. She'll put it in the side of her gum like a wrestler does a blade, and then she'll spit the fucking thing out, and I'll see her phenobarbital on the ground.
Mm.
So she's not doing good.
Yeah. Sucks.
I cried yesterday. I just held her.
I have been lately.
I was actually thinking about you. I was holding her yesterday and crying like an absolute fucking baby. Just like I love you so much.
What are you gonna do when all of them go down?
Well, they're all. I mean, I think it's gonna. You know, Tara lost her cat Toonsis. My mom lost her dog Pearl. Colt's not doing good.
Nope.
Pookie's not doing good.
My dog's not doing great.
He's biting his fucking face off.
Yeah, but he's my boy, man. I lived in an office with him for a while.
Yeah, I know, but it's just I'm gonna be
Colt and me.
Blitz is gonna be a fucking basket case.
I'm gonna be a basket case.
You are a basket case.
Well, imagine me now losing my best friend for 14 years.
Yeah. I'm trying to kill one of the cats.
Oh, my son, I guess I should say.
What?
Wait, what did you just say?
I was trying to help her. I gave her some flowers.
You gave me some flowers.
What the fuck are you?
One of them is seriously the devil reincarnated.
Yes, Blue.
Yeah, Blue.
I hate
that fucking bitch. I grabbed her by... She tries to go under my bed, and she'll scratch stuff, and I just got a new bed, so I grabbed her by her tail, and she hissed at me. So I had to like lure her out with like
You don't grab
treats.
A cat by the tail.
I know, but
yeah, you do, as long as you fling them.
Yeah, but I was trying to get
a little flick on your ass.
I was trying to just pull her out really quick and she just
Hold on. They're clawed?
No, they have claws. They're not declawed.
Well, that's fucked up. You can't have a cat that's got claws. Well, he'll tear your
I thought you were a PETA member.
Oh, I am. They're okay. I'm sorry.
No, one of them is fine. Blue Gouda's great, but Blue's a fucking bitch, and she was just under my...
Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That can really, really take your cat, I mean, your discipline to Blue to a whole nother level?
Yeah, put gasoline on him.
Nope.
Oh, no, what just, the fuck,
No.
I'm just kidding. Jesus Lana, Christ, Lummy.
Anna, yeah. just a plant squirter bottle.
We do that.
You blast him a couple times with that?
Yeah, but I tried to waterboard her one time. She didn't even flinch.
What the fuck?
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that a lot?
What do you mean?
Well, okay, there's like, I can take a picture of it. There is a huge hole of carpet that she just scratched
gotta
up for no
reason.
Gotta
get her a scratch pad.
So what, we have scratch pads all over the fucking house.
Do you put catnip in it?
I don't.
The catnip attracts him to the scratch pads.
Okay, well, I'll let.
So when you guys move out,
Jesus Christ.
Hold on.
So I held her. I held her head down, and I said no, and I started screaming at her. I had her in like a rear naked choke a little bit, and then she wasn't even flinching. She didn't even care. So I took water, like a water bottle, and I kind of poured it over her a little bit, like she was at Guantanamo
Bay. Oh,
that
went fucking crazy.
And she didn't. No, she didn't even flinch. But then when I started yelling at her, like screaming, like no, yeah, she starts freaking out, and then that's when I started to really, you know, enjoy what was going on, and then I just held her head down more, like
you were choking her out.
Man, usually cats a little with claws are a little more wiry. They'll fuck you up. You start doing that kind of shit.
Yeah,
to
well,
them.
We got them when they were young, so they haven't been like abused and stuff until now.
Well, now I have been.
Like Blitz, man. Most cats, I mean, no matter how domesticated they are, they'll start fucking. They'll all take a hack at you.
Yeah, they should have never been domesticated.
Anna, you should just get some catnip, pour it into the scratch pads, and they'll just go to scratch.
Have you ever given them catnip?
We have, and they literally go off the fucking
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Hold on, but it's so cool. It's like they're so high.
Yep.
Like it's like
why,
I can't.
Why do people? Why are we doing that? Question mark.
Why not?
Because they go to it and look for it again.
Hold on. Why not? Why? Listen, if they could give us something that makes us just fucking feel real good and euphoric, I mean, like it's like, you know, weed or whatever.
Okay, so it's just like for fun. I didn't know if to tire them out so they sleep well.
Recreationally, you should give them catnip a couple times a week. It's fun as fuck for them.
No,
they
I know.
It.
I know. Rachel does. She does. But I don't have access to it, so I can't give it to them.
Listen. Yeah, access to
it. It's like $2.
Well, I don't want to fuck with her cat. It's like those are her babies.
It's not like you're giving them coke. You're just giving them catnip.
No, stop yelling at me, Lummy.
You don't give other people's animals treats without you don't.
Yeah, I'm instructed by her.
Here's what you do, if anything. You give Reagan a couple dollars extra and say, hey, buy some and I'll, you know, whatever, I'll give it to her.
Or you say, Reagan, I'm thinking about.
Of course, I know you wouldn't do that.
Listen, Blitz, or you do this. Hey, Reagan, do you got a problem with me giving the cats catnip sometimes when you're not around?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I mean, she'd be like, yeah, like Blitz.
Because I don't let anybody give anything to Cole.
Hold on. But Blitz, what if you didn't give her treats, but then the guy watching her was pouring water over the head?
Well, she was a bad girl.
But
so.
Blitz, let's say, hold on, Blitz.
Honest psycho. What am I going
to
say?
But Blitz, let's say that, let's say that you have to go somewhere and I got to watch Colt for the day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you bring over my place. And then, but you'd bring the treats with. You'd be like, okay, he can get two of these.
Yes.
And he can get two of these.
Yes.
And I make it very clear, don't give him anything else.
No. Be like, that's what he gets.
Mm-hmm.
Colt, you can beg all the fuck you want, but Dad says this is
and
what
he's
you
not,
get.
He's not. He's never been a beggar. Like food doesn't do a whole lot for him. So,
but a rubber hose, he'll fuck the shit out of it.
He used to.
Does he not fuck hoses no more? No.
He really hasn't anyway because he's getting older. But he's not now.
So, does Reagan know that you hate this fucking cat?
Yes, she's very much aware.
Do you ever like?
I go. I hate that fucking bitch.
Why don't you?
But I really love the other one dearly.
When you guys quit being roommates,
because it's
coming. Let's just.
What the fuck is that?
It's coming.
The doorbell.
Oh.
It's. I mean. You guys are not going to be roommates.
I think this is our last year together.
Yeah. Because she's going to get married or be engaged.
I think she's planning on buying a house next year.
With him?
Maybe. Probably.
That guy seems like he knows what he's getting into with her, too.
No, he's very much committed to her.
No. And I want to let you know, like, I'm saying this all pro-Reagan. Like, I'm not saying where they're trying to break up. I'm saying, like, you know, I see them, you know, being together.
Me, too. I do,
and
too.
And whether she buys a house with or without him, I see them being together.
I do, too.
And I see you not being with her as her roommate
Correct.
Anymore.
Yeah. Hopefully, I would like to get a place by
do
myself.
Do you think that she would give you Gouda?
Fuck no.
No, and she takes
no
Blue?
No, I don't want the cats. I just like spending time with Gouda, but I don't want to. I don't want to.
Now, does Gouda Is like Gouda your girl? Like, is Gouda your, is it a boy?
It's a boy. It's a gay boy. And like underdeveloped penis.
And he, but as soon as you walk in, is he like, yeah? Like, is he like super cool?
He's he just wants my attention. And then when I give it to him, he like runs away. He's like super dramatic. He's really cute.
Does he eventually come over?
Oh, yeah. I'll just be like, come here. And he's like, okay.
Do you guys play peanut butter?
Sometimes.
Oh, God.
You do?
Sometimes.
Mm. Wow.
What's wrong with that?
Do you know what peanut butter is?
Yeah, I know what you're referring to.
Okay.
That's
I'm not hurting anybody.
No, it's actually quite turned on to the opposite. We're actually like, whoa, Anna plays peanut butter.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, right.
Blitz, I'd like to walk in on that, wouldn't you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. If you walked in on your girl playing peanut butter, what are you like? What the fuck?
You shut the door and walk away.
And say, I'm going to be back in 10 minutes. Hopefully the peanut butter game's over.
And I got a U-Haul outside. And I'm going to get my shit out of here.
Exactly.
But do you break up with a girl playing peanut butter?
Yeah,
I mean, do you?
Yeah.
Blitz, let's say that you got the fucking...
No kids, not married?
No kids, not married.
Bye-bye.
Blonde.
That is like a victimless crime, though.
22 years old, Blitz. She fucking...
22?
22.
Blitz, she's 22.
It's getting better, okay.
She's 22. She's blonde.
Okay.
She's hot as fuck. I know your template.
Yep.
She's 22.
Okay.
She's fuck. She just likes to fuck. She likes to go out and shoot guns. She likes to go to fucking hunting camp.
I go buy another cat and some peanut butter.
Blitz
say, here's more than one,
I just went to Amazon and signed up for the monthly shipment of peanut butter subscription and save deal. I got fucking Peter Pan smooth coming every third of the month, bitch.
Use PB2 if you're going to do that often. It's got less colors.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think. Do you break?
No.
I mean, it's just
gross.
It's naughty.
It's a victimless crime.
It's naughty and like dirty and like dirty.
Blitz, no. If you walked in and Cole was doing a lappy lap with, let's say Jessica Simpson.
Well,
out of
he
prime,
killed Jessica Simpson. Yeah,
no, I wouldn't.
Cole, he loves Jessica Simpson.
Hold on, Blitz. That's an interesting question.
Okay.
You're dating a girl.
Okay.
And you come home and she's doing a lappy lappy smurf deal. She's getting a lappy lappy smurf from Cole. What happens? Now think about what you're gonna just don't fucking blow her head off right
please,
away.
Blitz, please.
Think about it, please.
Please, Blitz.
And realize how good
what does
of
she look like?
Jessica Simpson at 22.
She's 23. Oh. She's blonde.
I'm going to get down my knee out and give her a ring.
You're going
to... After Colt went lippy-lippy lap-lap?
Yeah, Colt, actually, no, Colt's... Hold on. Actually, Blitz is going to give Colt a courtesy tap and take over.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my God.
Let Daddy handle this.
I honestly don't know what I would do, but it would not be good.
I would be like, that's hot as fuck.
No,
you
I would not be like that.
Bitch.
No.
I'd walk in and go, God, you fucking kinky bitch.
No,
I like you
cool.
more now.
You couldn't have given me...
Well, no, what would you do? You're just lucky that you're just not getting, you're not just
Wait,
getting violent. No, yeah,
oh.
Lummy. What would you do? You walk home? I mean, you get home and Ashley's kicked out wide with a fucking...
I'm out the
Fletcher
door.
Chaser.
I'm out the door. I'd rather... I'm out the door.
But she's pregnant with your child.
You're such a liar.
I'm out the door.
You are
no.
such
so,
so here's an absolute
no,
here's the thing. Is
I'm
it,
out the door.
If we're married, have kids, or have kids on the way... Then we're gonna talk.
We have to work
talk.
Work through it. Work through it. Let's say
talk it out. Talk it out.
Yeah, we're talking out. But if it's not
crunchy or creamy, talk it out.
I mean, what if she's just like,
yeah. The honey peanut butter is pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, everybody wants to act holier than thou, and everybody wants to act like they don't have any fucking freak in them. Yeah, you know, like I was getting ready. I was going to talk about that. I can't even really talk about it over on the other deal. I got to talk about it exclusively here. Blitz, what's the podcast schedule for this week? Are you going to get it up for me?
Today will be the, what's it called? What are we calling it?
The
Parody Guys podcast. Parody Guys. They're coming today.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. One they did a few months ago.
All right. Let's get it up.
It'll be up today.
So anyway, like this is a topic that I can talk about here.
Okay.
Everybody is fucking fake. Everybody is a hypocrite. Everybody has a dark or freak side to them.
Not me.
Shut up.
I don't even watch porn anymore.
That's a shoot, by the way. He said it yesterday.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
The only reason he doesn't watch porn is for
two reasons. Your pictures.
No, I got
no,
it.
Us? No.
If he, listen, Blitz, fuck you. I'm going to go 200 on the bitch, because since you brought the topic up, I'll bring it up.
Hold
bitch.
On. I even told you. I told you like a week ago that I did that.
I know, but there's a reason behind it. It ain't like you're trying to be.
There's a bunch of reasons.
There's not like it's trying. You're trying to be. You know, not sexual. It's
no,
because,
not at all.
It's because you're trying to. It's because you're trying to fucking. I don't even want to get into it, but there's a reason behind it.
You're right,
and it's not. You know, I don't want to be sexual reason.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's a selfish trying to get swo, fucking bigger nut, fucking new crick. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, Savior. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah.
He's got some type of fucking blitz type motive behind it.
Of course.
That being said, everybody has something that you're into sexually that you don't necessarily want anybody to know about.
Well, you want somebody to know about it, but not everybody.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, for instance, you know, like with me and Hogan and Heather.
Mm-hmm.
As I think about it, and I've been talking about it a little bit, I'm like, you know what? That's fucked up because everybody in entertainment is calloused by vanilla society, so to speak, and are into different shit. I happen to be exposed, letting my best friend fuck my wife. You know, it exposed somewhat what I may have been doing or into at the time. And everybody judges me, and I'm a fucking sick fuck, and I've been called this, and I've been called that.
Mm-hmm.
But every fucking one of you, every fucking one of you are into something or watch something that you would not want anybody to know about.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, but you judge others. And you are so quick to fucking judge others, but there's God Blitz over the years when we were on Sirius XM. Remember, we had people that are like, "Hey, this is George the Shit Eater." We had George the Shit Eater. We had the guy that fucked
Ham Bandit.
We had the guy that fucked hams.
The guy that fucked a dolphin.
We had a guy that fucked a dolphin. We had a guy. We had a guy that called in. Blitz. Remember, he worked at a fucking funeral home. He was a necrophiliac.
Yep.
We had a guy that fucked cows.
I don't think anything's wrong with necrophilia.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How about necrophilia?
Remember the chick her drug dealer would pay to have her lap up by animals?
We had a woman that had her pussy licked by a blue tick coon.
Victimless crime. Kind of weird, but whatever.
We had a guy that...
How about Intruder?
We had a guy that played Intruder. Mm-hmm. We had a guy from LA that had to wrap his dick in ham in order to make it thicker.
That's a little weird.
Because she fucked a lot of guys. We've had, God. Remember we had the anal assassin out of Blue Ridge, Georgia, where the fuck it was?
Yeah, Woodbine.
Woodbine, Georgia?
Yeah, Woodbine.
I mean, you know, we've had a lot of in our little world. And so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had the chick that fucked a horse.
Oh.
Yeah. She described it perfectly.
And like, I'm going to be honest with you. There's probably people that are a lot of people out of the nearly 1,000 people that we have here on Twitch and the millions.
Over 1,000.
The millions we got at BAR, Bubba Army Radio. By the way, Bubba Army Radio is like the Netflix of Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Lummy, I got to work with you. I'm finding a bunch of stuff to make some new categories. Like I want to make a 98 Rock category.
Okay.
I want to make a Power Pig category.
All right.
I want to make, I know Blitz is working on that as well. One of his literally 62 things he's got going on.
Yeah, I was telling Blitz the other day, I'm working on some of your best of interviews too.
Thank you.
From back in the day.
For a Songcast, Willie, or for a Category Jones?
I was working on it for the Songcast, but I'm just compiling
all
of them.
Either or.
Yep.
Both.
So, I don't even know what I was going to say. Oh, we're back
the sexual stuff you're into.
No, I mean,
you meaning everybody, not you specifically.
Right. Do you think that, Blitz, there are people...
There are.
That just don't watch porn and only have missionary, conventional, little house on the prairie sex with their significant other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
There are.
Wow, what a fucking...
Squares.
What a dweeb-ass life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm home. Honey, it's 8 o'clock. The kids are in bed. Let's make love.
Ew.
Get on your back. I'm going to pump you 6 times. I'm going to ejaculate into a condom.
A condom?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they're...
Who uses those?
Sailors.
That's ridiculous.
Is the condom industry booming or is it going down?
Murray Sanyamaka with 1,000
I mean,
bits.
If you're not fucking around, you got to wear a condom, but, I mean, who wants to...
I mean during the pandemic, it probably fell because people were fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just found someone to hook up with, and you didn't use a condom.
Now, Anna, if you dated a guy,
yeah,
would you let him go bare?
get if he got tested.
Yeah, we've talked about this a million times.
Multiple times.
If he got, so let's say a guy gets tested, he comes back negative, and you're like, I need one more. I'd be like, are you fucking
one
kidding
more?
Me?
What?
No, she said multiple times. Tested
no,
multiple times.
No, we've talked about it multiple
talked
times.
About it multiple times.
So just a one, like a negative deal?
I want to see not detected on herpes, all the gonorrhea, syphilis, all that stuff, but and AIDS. I need an AIDS test as well. So we want blood, we want urine, we want everything.
Are you providing the same test?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, if you're a guy, I don't think they even have to ask a test for you. I mean, right? When he has
honestly,
to get, when he has
the guys,
to get the air compressor
the guys
and blow
don't
out
care.
The dust.
The guys don't care, but I do it because it's fair.
Yeah, you should.
Guys don't give a fuck.
They do not at all. It's crazy.
Guys will even be
that's
like,
not totally
hold on.
You know
true.
What? Well,
Blitz,
here's the thing.
Blitz.
If you ask for a condom, then they don't want to wear one because they're like, oh, she's clean, you know.
Blitz.
But if you're like, I don't want to wear one.
Blitz, you can fuck off because I remember exact quote you made last week. You said, I go, you know, fucking go bareback. And if a girl, you know, not, if she, as long as she ain't got herpes. And then Blitz goes, or if she's on Valtrex. Meaning what? Blitz, I was talking last week about.
No, I remember that.
And you said, or if she's on Valtrex.
No,
meaning,
I'm saying if she is, I'm not touching her. That's what I was saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying if she was on Valtrex,
oh,
then, she's,
oh,
then,
fuck
she's,
no.
then she's suppressed and
no,
you can't
no,
get
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
And how do you have that conversation with somebody?
You have to.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm on Valtrex.
Well, you should. Because you have herpes.
But isn't there
don't,
like,
hold on,
two
don't
types
say,
of herpes,
well, shut
right?
the fuck up, Lummy.
Lots of herpes.
Don't say you like the, you're speaking to me.
Yeah, I don't mean you specifically. I'm saying the person you're talking
I'll
to.
I'll tell you what, I do got chigger fucking bites all over me from
what
the
are
track.
You saying?
So does Anna.
Chigger. Chigger.
Correct.
Chigger.
So you should wear the stuff. It's called Chigaway. It's a and sulfur. It's a sulfur base.
So
cream.
I went to the track. I went to the track this weekend, right? And they're yes. bad. And I was mowing.
Yeah. Red
and,
bugs.
And I got fucking chiggers all. I mean, my whole like Blitz. I've scratched my arms. Like I'm fucking.
I actually like in the woods, especially up north. It's not as bad down here, but up north it was pretty bad. So we used to have to put Chigaway all over.
Chigga what?
Are they like ticks?
Chigger, please.
They're red bugs. Kind of like ticks, but not. But no.
But they're fucking the worst. They just chig out. They chigged out all over my fucking body.
Yeah.
Cause I'm mowing grass. It's kind of tall, and so it like I don't know, but fuck.
Yeah, they suck.
Fuck.
Oh, chiggers are also they're mites.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they're confused
I got
with jiggers. A type of flea.
But just be careful ooh. With the chiggers versus the jiggers.
Well, I was saying they're a flea.
Now, is there jiggers?
Yes.
And chiggers?
Yes.
That a different type of bug?
Yeah.
If you will?
Yes, they're confused
let me,
with
can
them.
Can you break down chiggers versus jiggers?
Be careful.
And we have to be, I, as a trained professional, think that I might be the only one that'd be able to say it's chiggers versus jiggers.
So chiggers.
I'm watching you on a tightrope right now.
Chiggers oh, yeah. with the.
And then I got in my head, and I almost like I got in my
a
head.
Tightrope. Oh no.
Chiggers exactly. is a berry bug, harvest mite, red bug, scrub itch mite.
That's a chigger.
Which is confused with the jigger.
God
which
Blitz,
is a type
our whole
of
career
flea.
Is we're riding on this guy's.
Mm-hmm.
And so a chigger is a red bug type deal. Blitz, which one do you think I got into? Chiggers or jiggers?
Oh, and around here? Chiggers, because okay. we have chiggers and red bugs all over.
Chigger, please. I got chiggers.
Yep. Chiggers bite.
And I cannot lie. They bite like a motherfucker, and my shit is just tore up over these chiggers. Boy, that is. You get into that conversation, and just, man, I get super nervous. My nips are hard. And my,
they're always
and my
hard, but they're extra
and my
hard.
Penis is in. My oh, penis hold on.
Is in. That's what I use, Bubba, right there.
Chigaway.
I use that
Chigaway anesthetic 4 ounce.
Mm-hmm.
I would be willing to say, Blitz, that you probably have some of this in your truck.
I do, but I didn't drive my truck today.
Oh. Blitz has everything you could ever want, including he could fucking have a full-blown surgery procedure
oh,
from
yeah.
the shit mm-hmm. he's got in his truck. Now, so Blitz, is this just like, you know, like you just put it like off or some bullshit, spread it on your shit?
Yep. Anywhere that your skin might be exposed.
I'll tell you this, and don't forget about no-see-ums.
Oh, those are the worst. Yeah. I'm real torn up right now. I'm wearing Benadryl cream.
Now, Blitz, is there a difference? Now, is that a whole nother category? You got the chiggers, you got the jiggers, mm-hmm. and then you got the no-see-ums too?
Yep.
Three different motherfuckers?
Yep, all different.
They like to fuck me up.
Me too.
God.
More than other people.
Yeah, I mean, same with me.
Like, I'll sit outside and everybody's fine and I'll be fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucked up right now.
They like to bite the uptight bitch.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Like, she has anything going on in her life. Let's bite the fuck out of her,
exactly.
And then she'll have something to fucking bitch about. Because she's not getting any dick.
They can smell it on me.
They can smell the lack of dickness.
They can smell the sea.
They can smell the dicklessness.
They can smell the sea. Mm.
Not like the sea, but being a sea.
Being a...
They
you can
smell
say it, right?
A cunt.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in real life, though.
That's really awkward to say, even
just
though
play
I'm
one
like,
on
it
TV.
Is.
Cunt?
I think you are, kind of.
I just play one on TV. I'm actually really nice.
No, you're not.
I think you're
not impressed.
No, you play nice.
But you're a cunt.
You pretend like you're nice.
But she's what, Blitz?
A cunt.
I'm not a cunt. I can be...
You're kind of like...
No, she's not a cunt. She's cunty.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair.
You're cunty, but you're kind of like...
Like cute.
No. You think you're cuter than you really are.
No, you call me cute.
You're like, oh, you're cute.
What was that, Bubba? Say that again, Bubba.
I'll say it in a minute. I got to make sure that...
Make sure she's actually listening to you.
Yeah, you're cute, but you think you're cuter than you really are.
I don't think I'm cuter than I really am.
You think you're gonna roll around and get like this 31-year-old guy looks like Cybumba LaBeouf?
What the fuck?
And like that? No, like for real. You need to know your limitations.
I do know my limitations.
No, because I'm just saying that. You know, I'm just saying.
I know my limitations. You don't know what I like. You've never seen it before.
Nobody does, six-figure bank account. Nobody does. You're
31.
Looking for that super rich dude.
No, I'm fucking not.
Hold on, bitch. I'll tell you exactly what the fuck you're looking for.
All right.
Kevin Hazlett's son.
Yep, there you go.
Thank you. Fucking drop the motherfucker. Blitz, I should hit the fucking close and we go the fuck home, bitch. Because I just dropped the motherfucking mic on this seat.
I'm like 10 years older than him.
Doesn't matter. That's what you're looking for.
Blitz, no, I'm not looking for that.
Blitz, what the fuck, Blitz? Validate what I just said now.
You're 400% and 52 right.
Yeah. Like you or either one. A guy just like his oldest son, or better yet, like a 35 or 36-year-old dude right in that power alley. You want a 35-year-old Kevin Hazlett.
CEO, politician,
well,
that's rich.
First of all, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, but you got to
go. I'm not looking for that, but who wouldn't want that?
No.
Let's be real.
Absolutely. Everybody wants
it. Yeah, exactly.
But you're not going to get it, Anna.
I didn't say I was going to get it,
so stop. Stop fucking holding out.
Yeah,
and
but
not giving
looking
that.
For.
Yeah, like you're holding out for that, and you're going to be 42 and still holding the fuck out.
You might be right, but, you know.
I am
you
fucking,
and fucking Gouda.
I love the shit out of you as a friend, and I can see it fucking happening. I'm an old-timer. I fucking see shit.
Bubba used to be that way.
I'm an old-timer in this business. I've seen it all, and I know you. I'm already in your fucking head, and you're going to hold out until it's too long. You're 30 fucking, how old are you, 34?
Four, yeah.
You're 34 is going to be 38, that's going to be 40, and then
then you're
fuck,
out of the game.
And then you're, she's 40, and she's fucking has no boyfriend,
yeah.
doesn't fuck, and is a little bit of an uptight cunty bitch.
And then she's looking
don't
like
you
a,
think I think about this every
fucking
body.
Day? I know, but it's only
droopy.
Like given, not Blitz, given some fucking dude a chance.
Yeah,
fuck!
I give dudes a chance.
No, you don't.
You don't know about my private life.
I know. Yeah, I do.
Sure, then.
I do know your private life. It's fucking talk, hanging out with Gunnar or whatever the fucking dog cat's name is.
You're 42 looking at for some guy
He's
like
Indian.
Charlie Chris.
He's Indian now. Gunnar.
What's that fucking cat's name? It's Gouda. It's fucking it's being obsessed with Gouda. Your little fucking gay cat. And that's what the fuck you do.
My gay Indian boy cat.
Yeah, your gay Indian boy cat.
Gunnar.
and
Baba Ganoush.
And hating any dude that's fucking got a job and somewhat normal.
Why would I don't hate people, Bubba. There's few people
well,
I hate.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I do hate people. Yeah. But not like just people I date for
I,
a second.
I
I've been on a
people.
Few dates and not great.
I hate people, and there's probably like four people I wouldn't mind if they would fucking die this very second.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But none of them in this.
Care to name them?
Yeah, Spice Boy.
Oh, shit.
Let's just stop.
Yeah.
It's right down that road.
Okay, I got it.
So anyway, Anna, come on.
What do you want me to do? You want me to just kick it out wide?
No, I
no.
just
Anna,
as Lummy said, just sit there and take it like a man.
Anna, I want you. No, I don't want any of that. I don't want you to be a slut. I don't want you to be easy. I don't want you to I just want you to kind of fucking just realize that life is
passing me by.
Yes.
Yeah, I fucking know. It's just my birthday. I've been thinking about how fucking old I am all weekend.
You're not 24 anymore.
I know.
So
wait, were you crying all weekend like I was?
Did you
cry?
No,
5,000 bits.
Oh my god, who, what, how?
LM Close, 5,000 bits.
Thank you, LM. I love you. And by the way, thank you for everybody. We're trying to make March. We're trying to make May.
May
start out pretty shitty.
We got 199 this weekend.
You know, I was just talking to Blitz. I'm like, fuck. You know, a lot of these radio guys, they got like guaranteed money and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I used to be that guy, and I'm not that guy. And now every month I just got to fucking scrape and scrape and scrape and fucking jive and just it's like, fuck. You're trying my best. I can't even get these motherfuckers to get the bathrooms clean, let alone do some extra shit around here.
Mm-hmm. What happened again?
Anyway, Anna, yes. I look at you as like a younger sister. I'm rooting for you.
I know you are.
And you got so much fucking potential, and you can be cute, but you also can be a cunt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a triple-edged sword.
Don't use his shit back on him.
Don't triple-edge me.
Hold on, Anna, what was your last date you went on?
I don't even want to make it all about, like, I don't even want to go down this road per se to make her feel, you know, worse, but I'm just like, Anna, you got to lighten the fuck up just a little bit on some shit. Like,
I've tried to explain this to people. It does not even feel like a choice in my mind.
Dr. Drums 02, Wolf Fencing 5,000
Thank
bits.
You, Dr. Drums and Wolf.
Like, Bubba, do you feel like you can control who you are attracted to?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Not you. You really can't. No.
You don't you think it's just a trigger? Like you, it just it's in your brain. You're like, I want to fuck that. I don't want to fuck that. Or I want to be with that. I don't want to be with that.
Oh yeah, but I got a far different gauge than you do.
No. But it's the same thing. Attraction is just a trigger. Like you really can't control who you're attracted to. You can control whether you're going to pursue it or not.
Right.
But in terms of just
your visceral reaction
to somebody is just a trigger.
So don't you think that maybe
not to confuse with a trigger
that maybe you think that your whatever triggers you.
Yeah.
Is a little bit fucked up because you're not.
Everyone is fucked up.
Because you're not triggered. Nothing can trigger
you.
That's
not true.
When's the last time you were triggered?
Maybe a month ago.
Okay.
And what triggered you?
We'll get through this. What triggered you?
Maybe it was a little more than a month ago.
Even though nothing happened.
What triggered you, Anna?
Anna, shut
what
up.
What triggered you?
Anna, even though nothing happened, something triggered you where it could have potentially happened, but it didn't.
Yes.
So that's good. But
nothing went down.
I understand.
Yeah.
But there was a potential trigger.
Trigger.
The lead.
No, I'll be honest. I was triggered. I was like, okay.
Shivery
okay.
Business of Zero Sins with 1,000 bits and Sugar Mama Susan Poitras, $20 cash.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Kim Price. Love you guys. How's Joe on the West Side?
Joe on the West Side, it's nice people.
Love him. Woo. So Anna,
yeah,
there was an instance,
yeah, for sure,
a couple months ago,
like right before COVID.
Okay, where nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
But the planets were aligned for potentially you could have done something because something triggered you.
I was definitely triggered. There were lots of red flags, and I don't think it's clearly he wasn't interested. Showed initial interest, but then like just ghosted, which is totally cool. But I was definitely like, whoa.
Now, do we know about this or is this all kind of
No one does. Until now.
Can we unpack it?
Sure.
No, but I don't want to upset you in unpacking.
Listen, if I don't want to say something, I'll just say I'm not talking
okay,
about
that. Okay, cool. So.
Yeah.
Was it on a date?
Yeah.
Okay. And what happened? No names.
No,
I don't want any names.
There will be no names.
We're just going to call him, you know, a date.
A date.
You're
okay.
on a date with fucking Johnny, with you know, Johnny Superset.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm assuming he's probably a gym rat.
No, not a gym rat, but like an athlete.
Okay. And where did you meet him at?
I met him at a bar.
Okay.
But like on a dating app, like on Hinge.
Okay. So like on Hinge.
Yeah.
All right. So this isn't the guy that went out and smoked and asked you for
No, that was in September, and then I went out with like some loser of like in February.
So go ahead. You go. You meet on a dating app. You guys mutually agree to go to this bar.
Yeah.
All right. Pick it up from there.
Okay.
I mean, this is the first time that we've ever unpacked a potential, you know.
I mean, nothing's going to happen.
Was this the guy?
Nothing did happen,
and
nothing will happen.
No, not 2 months ago. No. The pharmacist? No, not him.
All right, go ahead.
So I met him like downtown.
Right.
And he was, a lot of times people like flake out at the last minute. He was pretty like consistent and persistent to be like, let's meet. I'd seen him on the app like over the years a few times, but he just looked like a total fucking douchebag that I just was like, no, 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 no. But he changed up his pictures a little bit. He looked a little bit more normal.
Man, it's a little bit disturbing that you even know this guy changed up his app.
For years.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you've been on the apps as long as I have, you see the same people after year.
May I say something?
Yeah, sure.
Don't you think that's
a red flag in and of itself?
No, this app-based life that you lead, that maybe perhaps you not try to find guys through that, but you try to find them a different way?
Like how, Bubba?
Like,
going out and meeting
I do
people.
That too. It's not like I don't do that, but this also helps. If you're just doing the same things every day,
well,
you're never going to meet anybody new.
This is not working.
Clearly.
So whatever, but you know, maybe there's, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
You go out.
Yeah.
The guy changed his pictures. You guys swipe right. You match.
Yep.
He's pretty buttoned up with regards to not flaking out by saying, okay, I'm going to be here at this time.
He said everything. He did everything he said he was going to do.
Well, you know, say, I'm going to be here at 8 o'clock.
There early. He was like, it was good.
And it's probably cool for a guy to maybe check in during the day just to confirm.
Totally.
Confirming
tonight.
He did
all that. And I was like, okay, well, let's just give this a try. You know, I thought he was probably going to be like a total fucking douche. Oh, I can say the F word. A total fucking douchebag. But I was like, well, let's just give this a try. Because I'm the type of person, I'm like, if I'm going to complain about dating, I have to be trying to date. I can't be that asshole that's like, dating sucks. It's like, well, do you go out with anybody? And you're like, no, everybody sucks. I'm not like that. I really do actually try. And I'm on my best behavior. I'm like a good time. Whatever.
All right. So... Yeah. You guys meet.
Yeah.
And are you drinking? Are you?
I have like two drinks.
All right.
Three drinks.
Are you at the bar or are you at a table?
The bar.
Okay. Three drinks.
Yeah.
That probably juiced things up a little bit, right?
Well, when I walked in and I saw him, I was like, whoa. And I started like, I usually don't get my words all fumbled up, but I turned into like Lummy for a second. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Kind of like that one time, that awkward hug or that awkward handshake that we tried to do. Like now things aren't as awkward between you and I.
Between you guys. Okay, I gotcha.
No, remember like one time, Anna, like there was like early on, there was like an awkward moment with you and I. I don't know if it was like a handshake or a hug or a high five, but it was
I think
early.
It was after a Bubble 199 or something.
Yeah,
but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like in today's environment, I just give you a hug. Like, I don't give a fuck.
But it's like, how do we greet each other?
Yeah.
Like right now, I would just literally kind of give you like a side hug, like one of these deals. Like a tear. Like
yeah.
A tutu.
Yeah.
Like a tutu.
Like, okay.
Whatever that is. All right, so.
I see him. I'm like pretty attracted to him. And I don't even really like blondes, but I was like, whoa, that's something. What's that? And then I started like giggling like a stupid idiot.
And what's he doing?
He was chill. He was pretty chill.
Now, when you guys
I don't know
first,
if he had a few drinks before I got there.
When you guys first meet, is it a hug?
It's a hug, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was a hug.
It's like, hi, I'm Ben. And
I know who he was, yeah. And then we went to the bar, and I was just kind of all over the place.
Because you're fucking, at this point, a little bit verklempt.
That,
like
and
bit-
also, like, I had an issue parking, so I was just kind of frazzled from all that shit.
Right.
But I finally got
you're
there.
You're settling down. You're drinking your three drinks. What type of comp? Now, are you getting into your bullshit conspiracy? Ben Shapiro is my man. Like what are you guys talking about?
No. There were a lot of red flags on his part. I thought
he's throwing red flags.
Yeah, like left and right. And I was very aware of it. I'm like, he's hot, but he's that. This
All right,
isn't
well,
gonna work.
Tell us the red flags.
He was basically giving me like a rundown of his sexual history. And I was like, I didn't need to know that.
On the first date. I just want to let you know that I had a threesome in college.
No,
and I butt fucked Lummy last night.
Like, I was name dropping in the sense that I'm like, oh, you know, we talked to this person on the air, you know, we talked to Bill O'Reilly, you know, stuff like that. And he's like, oh yeah, like I banged like this celebrity, and I was like, oh. I'm keeping mine just super. I don't even say the word X anyone I dated. That's my rule. I don't talk about any of that shit because nobody wants to hear about it.
I don't ever go on dates, but if I was, I don't know if I'm going to get into. I couldn't get into it.
Dates are so bullshit.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I fucked 10,000 girls.
I don't know if he's listening. Hopefully not.
He's not listening.
Who cares?
He blew you the fuck right off.
He did. Yeah. So who cares? Yeah. But
all right. So he starts talking about the girls that he's fucked.
Yeah. Like,
so at that
in
point, you know
detail.
That the reason why a guy's saying that. Just can I give you some guy shit?
I have my reason, but you tell me yours first.
It's because we think we can fuck you. We talk about fucking only if we think we can fuck you. Otherwise, there's no reason to talk about fucking.
Yeah, if you think it's like a meetup to fuck date and not like a, hey, I want to make it a relationship date.
Yeah, because like there's long-term potential relationship or, and then there's fucking dates.
Yes.
And so a guy wouldn't talk like that unless he thought it was a fucking date.
Interesting. Okay.
Which goes right along the
line. What did
you
think, Anna?
But hold on, Anna, before she answers that. That's why he blew you off is because it didn't fuck.
Okay. Yeah. That's
and you went into it with a potential long term, you know, yippee-yo because you're, you know, enamored with what he looks like and whatever, but you're smart enough to know that he's throwing you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but it's good that you recognize, but just to let you know that guys talk about fucking when they think they can fuck.
Yeah.
There's no other reason to talk about fucking.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense.
Most women will be turned off by that, and that's not, it's not necessarily the right, you know, very gentlemanly thing.
It's funny because, like, when we were chatting on the app, he said something, like, everything was really, like, sexually neutral, and then he said something that was kind of, like, sexually charged, and I didn't like it, and I just kind of sent him, like, a weird emoji, and he's like, oh, too soon, like, won't go in that direction. You know, he kind of, like, redirected, and
hold on, he threw the bait out there.
And I did not react well to it.
He's a very seasoned fucker.
He knows what the fuck he's doing.
He does. He's very good.
He corrected course.
You throw out the fucking oh wow factor. If she bites, now you're going down that road.
And I did not.
Yeah. If she doesn't bite, then you're like, oh my, LOL.
But that's still what you want. So you're still gonna go for that, like.
Well, he corrected, and I was kind of impressed because a lot of times guys will get really defensive about just anything. You know, they're like, geez, why are you taking it so seriously? You know, shit like that. He didn't do that.
But you had it so bad for this motherfucker that now you're making excuses.
No, but I didn't meet him before that point. Like, I didn't meet him in person, so I didn't care.
He was grooming you to see what he had.
He knew how to.
Anna, I mean, listen, he was grooming you to see what he had.
Okay.
So you guys met.
So
there.
What am I going to do? Just like cut him off because he says one thing?
No.
So I mean, it was fine.
No, you did the right thing.
Yeah, I did. I corrected.
No, he was playing the smart game, is what he was.
Correct.
Doing.
He's a very great cocksman.
Dude,
He's a level five cocksman.
It was a game, but he's still playing. I mean,
100%. But he played it well.
He's a fucking cocksman, is what he is, and a good one.
He played it well, and he was, you know, rewarded because I went out and met him. But
no, rewarding would have been
fucking
balls deep slapping that fucking vagina of yours.
Yeah. So
slapping the shit out of it. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So you're at the restaurant or at the bar or whatever.
Yeah.
And so at what point did we haven't talked about what triggered? Like you got triggered. You talked
about
I
was just attracted to him.
And the overall
that's what the whole thing was.
So the whole body of work was a trigger. Now was there ever any time did he allude or did you allude to, you know, taking it, you know, fucking?
No. Like, he didn't say, so what are you doing late? Like, do you want to come over? Nothing like that.
What was his job?
I don't want to say that.
All right, how did it end? How did the date end?
He walked me to my car, and then I drove him to his, and then he gave me a kiss on the cheek, and that was it.
That's it. And then what about the follow-up correspondence?
We text a little bit. He's, you know, the guys know what to say. Doesn't mean they're going to actually do it.
Right.
But so I'm aware of that. But he's like, yeah, you know, we should meet up again. I'm like, okay. And then texted a few days after that, and then it just kind of fell off.
Right.
And I'm not the one to be like, hey, remember me? I'm like, okay, no answer is an answer for me. Like, no answer is
he's
like,
got,
you're not
Anna,
interested.
Hey, Anna, he's got you figured out. He's got you fucking.
Well, I've got him figured out. I'm not running after him.
No, exactly. You have you both figured out, but he's a level 5 coxman, and he's, you know, already 14 girls from, you know, he's probably, I bet you that guy has fucked 10 girls since your date.
100%, Bubba. But I'm not running after him.
I don't want you to fucking run after him.
So why am I losing?
You to stop chasing guys like
I'm not chasing
level 5 coxman. Maybe get off the fucking app.
Yeah. Where am I going to meet guys then?
I don't know. We'll figure out something.
The Renaissance Festival.
Okay, hold on. You've been on the apps for how long?
I don't. In total?
Yeah.
Okay, because there were breaks when
5
I was in
years.
Hold on. There were breaks when I was in relationships.
Okay, I understand.
So when did you start?
2013. Don't fucking judge me.
We're not judging you. We're trying to fucking help you. Blitz, run, Blitz, run.
Well, not 8 years consecutively, but yes.
Anna, was this before?
And Anna, I'm going to say something that's going to get me a lot of fucking heat. Like a lot of heat. Like, no. I'm not mad at you, but you will be mad at me.
Uh-oh.
And Blitz will be mad at me, too.
Uh-oh.
But if I was to recommend, I'd tell Blitz, fuck Blitz, I would fucking run from her.
I hear that a lot.
Run from her. I mean, Blitz, she is absolutely fucking impossible.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And Blitz, you got a big cock, you are good looking, and any of your flaws can be fixed. I don't know, like, run, Blitz, run! That's what the fucking new shirt is! Run, Blitz, run!
Anna,
did you wear a mask? Did you wear a mask around this guy, Anna? Did he give you COVID?
No.
Like, Anna, I just think you're impossible. Like, I just
think
you're impossible.
Bubba, why are you mad at me? I didn't do anything wrong.
Love, I'm not mad at you one bit. I'm trying to help you.
What do you, I mean, I don't understand.
I absolutely fucking adore you. I just want to see you be happy. And you have this one cog in your gear that's just not normal.
There's lots of those.
No, I know. But you're very...
It's not a cog, but it's the whole fucking gear.
You're very functional. You're very fucking funny. You're very talented. And it's just... I personally think, this is just my personal opinion, and I don't want to make this show all about your sexuality. I'm not trying to go there or anything like that. But I just think, like, this is the one fucking thing that you're way too uptight about that could potentially release some type of endorphins to make you even a funnier, better fucking person. Because being non-sexual is not healthy.
I'm not non-sexual. I just haven't had sex. It's not that I'm not interested in sex. People think, oh, you're asexual. I'm like, that's not what it is at all.
I mean, the woman's...
Oh, but she went to a fucking college gangbang.
I did.
I mean, the woman's your gyno exam. That's from a doctor. They double and triple asked, are you really abstinent?
Yeah.
Because you're so cute, and you're so fucking cool, and you're so fuckable. I don't know why you won't just won't fuck a little bit. I know you have to be in a relationship. I know you got to be attracted to the guy. I know the guy has to make 6 figures.
I don't think this guy made 6 figures.
Okay. I speak to you as a brother. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm truly not trying to posture for anything like that. It's just that you just got so much. Maybe you need to lower your standards a little bit because you're not quite all that like you think you are.
I never said that I don't have like exceptionally high standards. I don't need a guy to take me on crazy vacations and pay for all this shit. I just know what like I'm drawn to, and I just, you know, I can't fucking help it. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just as frustrated as you. Like, I don't know.
I don't want to beat you up. I don't want this show just to fucking...
Not like I'm choosing and being like, I'm too good. It's just like I'm just drawn to this person. I'm not, or I am. You know
what does Reagan... like when you girl talk?
Yeah.
What does Reagan say?
Oh,
on the other end of the spectrum. She's very successful at dating.
Yeah. I mean, she'll tell people that I'm just really, really picky. Like when we're having a conversation, we're in a group, and sometimes she's talking about me. And
will she talk? What's that one? How you talk? What's it called? Lummy, when you sound like you're
cunty?
No, lazy.
Oh. Lazy. What's it called? Oh, you're talking about Vogel Fry.
Yeah. Will she go, she's real picky?
No, she'll just be like, Anna's just really picky, really selective.
Yeah.
Reagan found a boyfriend.
Yeah. And a good one.
Almost
and
a husband.
One. Yeah, great
and
guy.
A good one.
Great guy.
He's great.
Yeah. Don't mm-hmm. you? Now, would him, if he wasn't dating Reagan, would he be good enough for you?
It's not about good enough, but like we don't have anything in common.
So hold on. If Reagan wasn't dated Jim,
Yeah.
I called Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
If she wasn't dating Jim,
mm-hmm.
and you had the ability to date Jim, would you guys be attracted to each other?
I don't think we would work well together just because we don't have the same, like, they're both, you know, Christian, you know, they have that, all that in common. They have a lot of similar hobbies. He's kind of not, he's not backwoods, but like he likes all the stuff that Reagan likes.
Four wheeling.
Right.
You know,
outdoor fun.
And you don't like it. See, but see,
I don't, it's not that I don't like four wheeling. I've only done it once.
Ben Shapiro is never going to marry you. Like, you're going to,
what?
You're in Florida. You're going to have to.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro's wife would be pissed too.
Most guys are like, look at all the guys here. Most guys have some type of outdoorsiness to them.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, just, I'm not running too, a five just... fucking K.
No, you're not.
Outdoorsy?
No, no,
you hate, outdoorsy?
You hate fucking four-wheeling. You
I like going to bars as long as they're outside.
Yeah, hey.
That's not true. I spend a lot of time outside.
You don't like going to the track. You
I go
don't
to the
like,
beach.
You
I go, like I go walking. Four- I like being outside. Doesn't mean I like being submerged in, you know, like...
Like
forest,
for instance,
but...
for like Reagan, you could be like, if Reagan was your girlfriend, like yeah. Jim, say, hey, we're going to go out camping this weekend.
Oh, they'd both be really down for that.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Less so, but
and
I'd
then,
do
and
it.
And then we're going to get on four wheelers and we're going to go through the fucking woods and kind of go mudding a little bit.
You've never
bit.
Done it, so you don't know if you like it or not.
That's not true.
Hold
I
on.
Have.
Then we're going to go mudding on the four, on the side by side.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then we're going to go shoot some fucking guns. And then we're going to go fuck out in the woods.
Where's the bar and the Coke?
You can
Where's
bring both of those things.
Can we do
to
mushrooms
and
out here?
Oh, I do like doing that.
Oh yeah, mushrooms. Where's the beach? Where's the sand?
Why, Lovey? Why is that your impression?
I need
of me?
A guy. I need a real hot guy.
Oh, you know what's tan? What's a camo for?
I need a real hot guy.
Mud. I don't want to stay in a trip.
Whatever, dude.
Camp. Tent.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
My idea of camping's a Hilton.
My guy's like a Jake Paul.
Yeah, like you think
gross.
Jake Paul's hottest.
You said he was hot when you saw
I
him in Tampa.
I said Logan Paul.
Oh, Logan Paul.
Yeah,
in California,
Paul
making millions
That's
on YouTube.
That's just such a douche deal.
What? He's attractive. I'm not saying I'm after him. I'm just saying he's an attractive person.
If he
person.
Asked you on a date, you would go.
I would go. Lemmy, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's worth so much money.
See?
All right, well, oh, there you go.
No, here's we're going to end this.
Okay.
But and I don't want you to think I beat up on you today and I used your sexuality as a crutch. We just organically got into
it. I know.
It.
I know you did. It was no
so
it
I don't want you
planned.
To I don't want you to mad at me or nothing like
I'm
that.
I'm not mad. I just don't want you guys you mad at me.
No, we're not mad at you. You're our little fucking sister, bitch. All like, right. Well, you know, you're cool.
Cool.
I might have you Let's start helping Blitz with the podcast though.
Okay.
I need you to start doing some extra.
Okay.
And let me, I need you to make sure Bubba Army Radio's button the fuck up.
100%.
All right.
I got it all the way up.
100%, Bubba. It won't be on when you check tomorrow.
No, no, trust me. I already got it way past the time. 100%.
But Anna, what?
Yeah.
It's like, uh-oh. It's like you won't give anybody a chance.
That's not true. I give chances. I do. It just, sometimes it doesn't work out. Like, for two people to, you know, be in the right place at the right time, both be equally attracted to each other, there's a lot of, you know, luck that goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think, in closing, this is just my opinion, I think that you've become very comfortable in the no sex, no relationship, no dating world that you've that you live in.
You have to be, but not so comfortable that you're not willing to try
happens.
To get out of that.
I mean, everybody becomes comfortable in their own little world, and the world that they're living in could maybe not necessarily be as healthy to them as they want.
100%. But I'm trying. I mean, I am making an effort.
Like what?
I try. I'm on the apps. I go out on dates, not frequently, but, you know, I'm trying. It doesn't mean it's going to, there's no guarantees in life. I know that, but I am making, it's not like I'm just like, everybody needs to adjust to me.
I did swipe right, I did swipe right 14 times yesterday between my 16 fucking apps.
Yeah.
How many
Two.
Apps do you have? Hinge
Two.
And Tinder?
Bumble. That's it.
Those are the only two I use.
I'm going to be honest. In full disclosure, I tried to open up one of those a while back, and within 2 weeks, I had some person saying, fucking with me. Bub, it's, you know, are you Bubba? And I was just like, I cannot. The life that I live, I cannot afford to have my shit on there.
I had some girl the other day was like, please explain to me exactly what you do for Bubba. I was like, I'm fucking not replying to you, bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, the only girls I could maybe hook up with are people I already know, because I can't fucking trust anybody.
Everyone thinks
trolls.
It's super cool that when I tell them that I work with and for you.
What do you say? How does that go?
Well, it's on my profile.
It does?
Yeah, and they're like, wait a minute, you work with Bubba?
You're proud of me. Seth Wood never put me on. Did you know, I'm not bringing anything up with Seth. I have no problems with Seth. Like, I never had a problem with Seth. I love the guy. But, like, on his LinkedIn, I don't really go to LinkedIn a lot, but somebody sent me a copy of his LinkedIn, and he doesn't even acknowledge that he worked here. Like, he has Drew there and Jade and all the shows that he worked with, but mine. And I'm like, well, what, why would you do that?
Bubba, you're like front page Willie on mine.
Oh, thanks.
Front page.
So when you tell a person that you work with for, or whatever, with me, for me, what do they say? Do they all know me?
I would say if they're local, like they're from the area, they know you 100%. Absolutely. If they're not, then that's kind of like a crapshoot. Right. They may not know.
Right.
But I just say, you know, it's radio, and they usually think that's pretty cool. No one's ever like, ew, gross.
They say, has he asked you to fuck Hogan yet?
No one's asked me that.
That's coming. So Blitz asked you. That's why he got in trouble. Anyway, Anna.
Yeah.
Look, you know, listen, I know we don't, you don't like us to, you know, make your sex life part of our fodder, but sometimes
there's
it
no
just,
sex life.
Well, sometimes it just jumps right back at you.
I getcha.
And don't read chat. They're mean.
I'm not, I turn chat off.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been reading it.
Yeah, chat's great.
Blitz hasn't been reading it. Blitz has been participating.
Yeah, this Blitz K guy in chat has really been just killing
Blitz
it.
Yeah, Blitz K is just fucking wearing it out, man. Anyway, Anna, tomorrow we're bowling.
We are.
Don't forget.
Hands
on bowling.
How many games do you want to bowl, Bubba?
Just two.
Okay.
Yeah, two's good.
I'll be tired.
You need shoes?
No, yes, I need shoes.
And we're going to just eat there?
I need 10 and
What's
a half.
On the menu?
I need 10 and a half.
They have salad.
Lummi, will you spend a few minutes looking for my bowling ball?
Yes, I'm going to go right back out there before the goats and look for the bowling ball.
Right. All right, well, I think this has been a pretty good little after show that Blitz can turn into a podcast tomorrow, perhaps.
I'm going to make her do it.
Anna, I do need you to help more.
Okay.
Is there Kevin's Law tonight?
There is Kevin's Law. I think tonight's... I texted him yesterday. He didn't get back to me, but I think tonight's... Or today's the last day before he goes on a month hiatus.
What kind of fish?
Tarpon. Surgeons. Salmon.
Sturgeon.
Sturgeon.
And will you please clean up after yourselves?
Yes, I will.
It's not sturgeon.
Oh, it's not? Tarpon.
You know, just when you want to not like
Marlin?
Her, she's just so fucking cute. Little bitch is just cute as fuck.
You said dumb wrong.
Tilapia.
And they want to know where the fuck is Anna and Tara's goddamn podcast.
We've been trying to work on it.
Fuck!
Purple Jersey.